Hello, everyone, and welcome to Saturday Morning Rejects. I am here with only three people, no Kyle the Pony, thank God. I'm here with our celebrity, Caleb. How's it going, Caleb?
Oh, hey, Chris. How are you today?
Ah, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
I'm also here with Silent Pete. How's it going, Pete?
I'm giving you the middle finger as we speak.
You're always giving me the middle finger as we speak.
LOL.
I'm actually telling you the middle finger as we speak.
Now you're actually telling me. That's the only difference. And we also have Danny, Caleb's boyfriend. How are you doing, Danny?
Take that back.
Danny?
Yeah, sorry, I'm here.
What are you watching?
Danny, stop watching Hotel Transylvania.
No, I pressed pause. I pressed pause. It was the climax, okay.
It was the climax.
The climax?
Yeah.
Oh, when they're on the airplane?
What?
No, Chris is the only person
Movie. I'm watching Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah, what point did you pause it at?
Chris saw the movie.
They all found out he's a human now.
Oh, yeah, the third act is when it starts there. It's not that great in the third act, but anyway, it's still a wonderful movie. I really suggest you guys, the rest of you, watch it. It's amazing.
I think it's pretty good. It's cute.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that, so.
Caleb, no, it's funny. Like, there's funny scenes in it. It's hilarious.
Who makes it?
I do not know. Some British
Trinity
company.
Trinity Trescovese, whatever.
If it's
the
not
guy Pixar, who made
then it sucks.
That's not
I agree with Pete.
Say what now? If it's not Pixar, it sucks?
Yep.
Excuse you, but Despicable Me, How to Train Your Dragon.
Despicable Me was overrated.
No, are you kidding me, Caleb?
Are you
How to Train Your Dragon and Despicable Me were
fucking
awesome.
Who made How to
awesome.
Train Your Dragon?
They were.
DreamWorks.
Yeah.
DreamWorks is fine. It's just they're not good.
Yeah, they're not great.
Except for the Shrek movies. Shrek was hilarious.
The Shrek movies
Shrek
is literally the only thing they have.
Shrek 2 and How to Train Your Dragon are really the only movies they have.
Yeah.
I
don't care if we get hate. DreamWorks isn't that good.
Well, DreamWorks also made Prince of Egypt, which is one of my favorite movies.
Poncho, you need to get Halo 4.
I am not going to get Halo 4.
So
if I can't play as a cannot play as a dinosaur in Halo 4, then I'm not going to get it.
You can ride
dinosaurs
in
Halo?
Yes. That's their nickname. They're really called the Elites.
You can ride them.
They don't look like dinosaurs. They look like lizards.
People call them dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs are lizards.
In a sense. They're reptilian.
Poncho, when you assassinate them, you can ride them.
Wait, no.
No.
No. Dinosaurs are reptilian. A lot of them are mammals.
Wait, what?
A lot of dinosaurs, they don't have scales or anything. They're not all cold-blooded.
Are you talking about the feather dinosaurs?
No.
Those are birds.
What I think they're just a different class on its own.
If I was a dinosaur, I would be, what is it called? A pterodactyl. That's what I would be. Those are badass.
Why would you be a pterodactyl?
You want to be
they're badass.
If you wanted to be a badass, you'd be a pterodon.
No, they suck. They're on the ground.
No, they're not. Pterodons are the much bigger, much more ferocious pterodactyls.
Well, then I would be that. Same thing.
Pterodactyls are very small. Pterodons are huge, and they eat meat.
Then
they're
I would
carnivorous.
Be
carnivorous.
I'd just be a velociraptor.
I'd be a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I'd be a Spinosaurus and
no
fuck
arms.
All you up.
And mostly be a velociraptor, because I can open doors and outsmart all of you. Which I can do now.
But the Tyrannosaurus Rex kills the Velociraptors.
Yeah,
and the Spinosaurus kills the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Not in the King Kong movie.
Caleb,
that's because they weren't real Tyrannosaurus. Huh?
I'll just pick up a rock and drop it on your head and then eat you when you've been knocked out.
No.
I would bite you out of the fucking sky.
Velociraptors travel in packs, man.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're fine.
Clever girl. Clever.
Yeah, but Velociraptor can't jump. They can't fly either, so you can't even catch me.
Yes, I could catch you easily. You'd be flying away, and I'd have two other ones just run off a random, like, jump and grab onto you and bite your wing.
As proven in Jurassic Park 3, Velociraptors can set traps for people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'd set a trap for you, no problem.
I'll carry a cargo net with me.
I just said Velociraptors can set traps for people as though human beings were alive back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth. Oh, God. Jurassic Park has warped my sense of reality.
Hey, guys, this is a great Skyfall review, isn't it?
No, we always do this. It's always random bullshit.
Well, it's random chatter. I always factor that into the to the schedule. See, from 7:10, if we'd started at 7 o'clock, at 7:10 we'd have random chatter. Then at 7:40 we'd do movie news.
Caleb, why did I make you the one in charge of the schedule? We don't have to go buy it.
I say we talk about ponies.
No, because I haven't seen the season 3 yet. I'm going to see it tonight.
Dude, it's literally on YouTube in 1080p.
I know. Oh, I'm going to see it tonight.
Are you guys just going to torrent the latest episode of Walking Dead?
No, I've got a DVR. I'm going to watch it after we're done here.
I'm going to watch it on demand.
I'm just going to torrent it. I'm just going to torrent the entire season.
My cousin actually got the season pass on iTunes. So
cool. Can you all rewatch all of them?
No, you watch them when they come out. But anyway, let's just get the movie news out of the way. Caleb, anything related to Skyfall?
Movies came out there. Movie news.
Anything related to Skyfall? Oh crap! Okay, I was on Tumblr before I did the movie news. I was on Tumblr and I saw this post that said, "What would your Secret Service code name be?" I clicked on it, and it says, that my Secret Service code name is Zelda.
No. I want to see that. Give me it.
Link it. Link
Command
it right
Shift
now.
3. And I will send the screenshot right now. But, no, Danny, you
link,
can't see
it.
Because...
I want to do mine. I want to see what mine is.
Caleb, yes. I am so jealous right now.
How dare you be a woman with magical powers?
Caleb, give us the link to the thing I want to do.
That's the link there.
Okay.
Let's
see our Secret Service names.
Hold on, I have to go on the link on my other computer because I'm on my phone. I'm at 1% battery for the longest time.
Why? Man, it really knows me. Salsa picante. Salsa picante. Wow.
Caleb, why does this link have to be so long?
Because it is.
That means I have to type it in. That means I have to exit out my movie.
Yes. Okay. What was I talking about?
Movie news? Latest Skyfall news.
What latest Skyfall news? Well, there are the box office numbers from the weekend. I can look those up.
Oh yes, give us that.
They said they were hoping to hit 70.
He made $87.8 million.
Wow, they beat it.
How much did this cost, though?
It's the biggest Bond opening
ever. I have the best Secret Service name.
What is it?
Freedom. Ah. That is literally the coolest service name
ever. What's your last name, though? Is that in its entirety, or...?
Yeah, that's the Secret Service name in its entirety. Freedom.
Oh my god, Pete.
Now, the Skyfall's budget was $150 to $200 million.
Yes. So wait, how much did it cost? 150, you said?
Between 150 and 200 million.
Yeah, because it looked like a big budget movie. For sure.
I mean, all those explosions and stuff, I mean...
You'd think it was made by Michael Bay.
You didn't even see that comment.
As if Michael Bay could have talent.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it could have been made by Michael Bay, because none of the fucking...
Oh, fuck you! Fuck you.
Guess what my Secret Service name is.
What is it?
Trumpet.
Trumpet.
I'm going to submit again. I want a new name.
I think Freedom wins.
Okay, no, so just to make sure, we are here at Saturday Morning Rejects. If we were a Secret Service squad, it's Zelda, Trumpet, Freedom, and Salsa Picante.
If I change my last name to Smith, I become Rock Climber.
Right.
Well,
speaking of Michael Bay, the fourth Transformers movie is going to be coming out soon.
Oh my god. Guess what Daniel Craig's agent name is?
I don't care.
Care Bear.
Okay. All right. Well.
But you said Transformers, the next Transformers movie is what?
it's going to be coming out soon. Michael Bay, he has his website where he puts up, like, you know, the logos and a little blurb about the movies before they come out. Mm-hmm. So he debuted the logo for the new film, which is the number 4 and then half of the Decepticon symbol. And apparently this movie is going to take up 4 years after the events of Dark of the Moon.
So
like The Dark Knight Rises takes place 8 years after the events of The Dark Knight, Transformers 4 will take place 4 years after the events of...
How many years after did Transformers 2 take after the original?
I'm sure it was like 3-4 years.
Sam was obviously out of high school or some shit like
that. Well, let's see. In Transformers 2...
Does anyone want to know what Kyle's name is?
What is his Secret Service name?
Tough Mudder.
Tough Mudder?
T-O-U-G-H-M-U-D-D-E-R.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all right. Anyway, yeah, so, you know, they're doing a whole new cast. Mark Wahlberg has been cast in the lead role. So, you know, I'm not looking forward to this movie. I think it's
he
gonna
has to practice his shouting, then.
I haven't been looking forward to any Transformer movie ever since 3 was over.
Wouldn't it be wild if Mark Wahlberg was playing a grown-up Sam Witwicky?
Wonder who should play a grown-up Sam Witwicky? Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, stop it.
Okay, Ryan Reynolds.
That makes sense.
Yes, that makes sense. this week, we also had the debut of the Jurassic Park 3D trailer, which was nothing but footage from the movie. I'm looking forward to seeing that. It'll be in digital 3D and IMAX 3D in celebration of the film's 20th anniversary. It came out in it originally came out in June 1993.
So Spielberg is old.
20 years old, yeah.
I'd just like to ask you guys a question right here, since we're doing movies. What do you think would do better in the future now that Disney owns the Marvel or the Star Wars franchise?
Both.
I like Star Wars as much as the next person, but Disney doing a Star Wars movie, that's like having 4 kids doing an anime with nothing but gore.
You do realize that Disney owns things like MGM and Touchstone, and those they make fucking Freddy and Jason movies.
Disney's label is going to be on the Star Wars movies, and
no, they're not. It's like Marvel. It's not going to be directly on the movie. You're not going to see it in the opening sequence.
I know. It's just knowing.
It's still Lucasfilms, dude.
But it's going to be the studio. Like, Disney's going to be making the movie, so it will be released by Disney Pictures. You will see the Disney castle before you see the Lucasfilm logo. Which
really?
Is... Yeah. Well, and it's not like Marvel, where they have an agreement with Paramount to keep Paramount's logo on the film and on all the marketing materials and everything. Disney has distribution rights. Like, they'll distribute the movie, but you won't see their name on it. I'm not sure what kind of agreement they have. I mean, they own Star Wars now, like, so their name will be on it. I'm assuming. I don't think they're going to outsource the production and distribution to another studio. 20th Century Fox will retain the rights to the previous 6 movies, but now the new ones will be completely under Disney. So. You will see, Disney's name on the new ones, unfortunately. You guys are like, I'm done now. I'm done talking. Are you guys in shock? Have I rocked your world or something? Are you guys taking a second to, let it all sink in?
No, I'm just looking on Tumblr. Something that's more important.
Right. Danny, what do you think about the Star Wars news? Yeah. Danny, what do you think about Disney buying Lucasfilm?
I don't care.
You don't care? That's it?
It's like, I like the Star Wars movies. So, I don't know. Disney, what did they buy out last and then it was okay? Avengers.
Whoa. Yeah.
What is that?
What?
What is that?
Who's playing oh. Jesse?
No, Tumblr just started playing music when I went to someone's profile.
Oh, God. Does anyone else hate that?
Yeah, I hate that.
I don't like it.
I don't have a Tumblr.
You should get one. I think if you press shift before you click on the thing, it should stop that automatic playing of music or something like that.
Well, it doesn't
I just want to add my own personal piece of movie news. Earlier in the year, I saw The Amazing Spider-Man, mm-hmm. and I said it was, it was worse than Spider-Man 3, I do believe I said that.
The Amazing Spider-Man was better than all three of them combined.
I purchased The Amazing Spider-Man, and I watched it.
Oh, you're stupid. Purchasing stuff? Just torrent it.
And I reevaluated it, and I decided that I was... For some reason, I was just being really nitpicky and whining like a little baby. The Amazing Spider-Man was pretty good. It was a very solid film. There were a few minor, issues, but overall, it was a pretty good movie, and I'm looking forward to the second one.
Well, obviously, Caleb, you were on your period when you were talking about The Amazing Spider-Man during the first time around.
I'm not a woman. I don't get a period.
Oh, guys.
Yes.
I finally saw the movie Ted.
Mm-hmm. What did you think?
I thought it was one of the best movies I've ever seen for comedy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, at least for those types of jokes.
Like those crude sexual jokes?
What?
Crude sexual jokes?
No, just making fun of other people jokes.
I haven't seen it yet. I must watch it.
And also the fat kid gets punched in the face.
Oh, please, don't spoil the movie for me. Don't spoil the
movie. No, that's just there's a fat kid in it, and he gets punched in the face.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, he's being friendly. And I'm sure there's going to be an insult coming in 5, 4, 3, 2.
It looks like dicks.
What's going on now in the children's movie, Danny? Danny was acting like such a child last night. He was like, Caleb, come with me to get some popcorn. I'm like, Danny, I don't want popcorn.
Shut the fuck up.
So let's get back to the Skyfall. What did you guys think of Skyfall, the latest James Terrible. Bond movie?
Terrible.
Caleb, Pete, you haven't even seen it.
Yeah.
I hate all of these James Bond.
Why?
Because
never would want to be a spy in your life.
He looks nothing like a James Bond. He looks like an old man that's in a fucking wheelchair.
That is true. He doesn't look like a James Bond. He looks very goofy, in my opinion.
He looks very goofy.
He does. And he looks like a doll, too.
A doll?
Yeah, I bet you he shaves like every single part of his body.
I can watch every one of his other films right now. James Bond film right now and tell you, wow, this is terrible.
I've actually enjoyed all of Daniel Craig's James Bond films. They're actually the only James Bond films I've really paid attention to. I will give him credit.
He does play it very well. He does act it out very well. He just can't look it.
I think he looks the better.
He's fit. He's the biggest James Bond, right?
In this picture, he is older. I mean, that was part of the whole story. I mean, with the whole secret agent, spy versus spy thing being played out, and Bond's age, that was a whole factor in the movie, and I think it was really well done. That's something because we're living in digital times. I mean, where everything's done with a computer. And so the whole thing was, is it efficient, more efficient to use, actual, spies or just to, do everything from the computer, So
I like the fact that these bonds, there's less gadgets.
Yeah, it's more, this is the thing I got to say about this new Bond. It's like James Bond had sex with Jason Bourne and this is, and then Daniel Craig came out and he decided to make Bond wannabe films.
But James Bond has never lost his memory in this series.
Caleb.
Yeah.
Have to.
This James Bond just looks like an old man version of Hawkeye.
Say what now, Pete?
This James Bond looks like an old man version of Hawkeye.
I think he said it.
We can't.
I think he said this James Bond looks like an old man version of Hawkeye.
Really? An old man version of Hawkeye.
I can
He's
see.
He's not
that.
An archer.
Daniel Craig does kind of look like whoever played Hawkeye.
Whoever played it. You didn't even make an effort to remember the man's name.
Well, he was unneeded in the film, so we don't remember his name.
It's Jeremy Renner.
So then, well, he did play the new Bourne, so yeah. It just further...
That guy.
But, right, well, Danny, what did you think of Skyfall? Danny and I saw it last night with a bunch of friends, and it was a really fun time. But, he was looking back the entire time. Like, every time a hot girl came on screen, especially if they were Asian, he would look back at this really grin on his face. Like,
he was going to get laid with her.
But tell us, Danny, what did you think of the film, you know?
Wait. He was going to get laid with who?
With, you know, every hot girl that came on screen, like, during the movie, he always looked back with his goofy grin on his face. Like, yeah, I'm totally going to get laid with her.
Why, you brought a girl with you?
No. I'm talking on screen in the movie. Are you not listening?
Oh,
he
no.
He looked back at who?
At us, at my friends and I, at our friends and myself. He kept
obviously, he was saying that he had the hots for you guys instead of the girl that's on screen. Because any straight guy would be looking at the screen, not to you guys.
I think it was looking back, trying to get approval, right, Danny? Like,
were those things real in the movie? The dragons?
What dragons?
The Komodo dragons?
Those aren't real Komodo dragons. They don't eat people.
Actually, Komodo dragons do eat people.
They do eat people, but I think they were
it's very
CGI
rare
in
that,
the movie.
It's very rare that they attack human beings unless provoked. But the thing with the Komodo dragon is it's not – it's bite.
It I'm was, saying like – One bite, it can't just drag you into the abyss.
Sure it can. Komodo dragons are very strong. They're very big creatures.
Pretty much.
They also have poisonous, like,
damn, that sucks.
It's like how alligators eat cows.
And the thing with the Komodo dragons is that it's their saliva that kills you. I mean, of course, you know, if it bites you in a vital area. Huh?
They're not poisonous, are they?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
But they're so big. Usually things that are big aren't poisonous.
Their saliva that is poisonous.
What? They're evil.
And they're endangered, so...
And they need to go in that casino.
They
need to be extinct.
They're almost one of the most perfect predators out there right now. They're what super fast. They can climb trees.
Oh, yeah, they can climb trees. And their claws are huge. Like, oh my... They're, like, as long as my finger.
Wait, what are...
Someone Google it right now.
A koala bear?
A dragon, right?
A Komodo dragon, their claws are like as
no,
long
saying,
as my
their
finger.
Predator? What's their natural predator?
I don't think they have one. They're the predator.
They're the
apex predator of China right now.
They need to... Oh, my God.
No, and I mean that they're bigger than humans.
No, they aren't.
Not bigger than humans.
No. I mean, like, as far as predator-wise. Like, they eat humans.
In terms of...
dragon and see how they like it.
In terms of their conservation status, which means if they're, you know, endangered species or not, they're not an endangered species right now. I think they were a few years ago, but right now they're vulnerable.
Well, whose idea was to make them back to in good shape?
Well, you know, the conservationists, obviously.
Why would you want that in your backyard?
No, but it's good to have like a little rancor pit every once in a while. You never know.
Look at that. That saliva is poisonous as hell.
Is it a paralyzing poison?
Paralysis?
Yeah, or is it like a neurotoxin? What is it?
It's killing juice.
It's killing juice.
Yeah, it's neurotoxin, dude.
That's crazy. You'll die in a minute.
Well, you see that their saliva, it carries a bunch of diseases.
Neurotoxin.
So it carries like E. coli, staph infection, stuff like that.
Yeah, there's pretty much no way you're gonna be good after coming out of a bite from a Komodo dragon.
Unless you're in the hospital.
They're the only animals that have the word dragon in it, so.
I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, it's Kyle.
Yes.
Kyle, we're talking about Komodo dragons. Just wait a minute. Saliva samples were analyzed by researchers at the University of Texas, and they found 57 strains of bacteria growing in the mouths of 3 wild Komodo dragons.
Oh, my God.
So it's, I don't think it's that they're poisonous. It's that they're, you know.
They're just, they don't brush their teeth.
Well, what exactly? They don't have a choice,
hey,
man.
Here we go. Dragonfly.
Dragonfly?
You forgot about
it. It also has the word fly in it.
Oh, right. Well, that's an insect. I'm talking about animal. Now, as we were saying, Komodo dragons. Fucked up.
Apparently fucking badass motherfuckers. They don't need
Don't ever sleep on a Komodo dragon.
Which segues into this. Wait, the latest James. Yeah?
We didn't hear Danny's thoughts on Skyfall.
I really liked it. It was really good. But I still, for some reason, I liked Casino Royale better. I liked it. I don't know. It's not that it was the first one versus the last one. The movie itself, I just like the plot settings better and the whole flow of that movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, just my thoughts on Skyfall, I think it's the only James Bond film where it was not just popcorn fun. It actually had some commentary to it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That scene where he was messing, like, that scene was funny on the island.
Yeah, that was a little out of it.
I thought it was funny.
Kyle, go away. No one wants you here.
I want him here.
Except you.
I'm the most important one.
No, you're not, Pete. But yeah, the action sequences were much better than Casino Royale or Quantum of Solace. Not as much as fucking Moonwalker, where you had people like fighting in space.
You mean yeah. Moonraker?
Raker. Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. Moonraker. So. But I don't know. It's just awkward. It's hard to say it's a 007 film to begin with, since it really doesn't have that much.
Can you guys hear me?
I mean, the gadgets.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Okay, sweet.
I mean, the gadgets. What did he get this time? Oh, a gun?
He got a radio and a gun.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the invisible cars, huh? Or
Well, he had the DB5.
Yeah, but what did that car have?
It had a machine gun and all that stuff. Like, the DB5 is, like, tricked out.
Well, it had an ejection seat that they never used. And
want to know what happened?
That was a callback to older Bond films, I do believe.
Yeah, an ejection seat and
machine gun. I hear something weird.
Yes. I know you hear something weird, Caleb. It's because you're crazy.
No, I heard that What's Going On song. You didn't hear that?
No.
Kyle, Caleb, are you screwing around again?
Yeah, he is.
he just...
But yeah, to segue, this latest Bond is basically like James Bourne. That's why I made the comparison. He improvises with the stuff that he has around him.
That's so much better. That's so more Bondy.
Well, that's less Bondy and more Bourne-y. And that's what I really do like about this latest James Bond. If only he didn't look like a fucking doll, then it would be
the
best.
What are you talking
about,
looking like a doll?
Dude, okay, I'm pro Sean Connery, okay? So.
I like it.
A man needs chest hair.
That's not true.
Yes, it is true. What are you watching over there?
No, it's Kyle.
No, it's also Pete. Damn it, they're invading. They're trying to ruin our... Okay. Where does the franchise go from here?
Wait a second.
I think there will be like a pause for a while, like at least 5 years.
It's gonna be 2 years.
Start at least a few years, and I don't know if Daniel Craig will still be James Bond.
Okay, but wait, 5 years. The dude, I don't know how old the character is, but isn't he like 50 or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if he'll do James Bond anymore. They might do a new one, and they might. I think they should start it off in the future, like with a different M. Like, since she died, I think they should keep going in the timeline.
They will have a different M. Ralph Fiennes, who we saw at the end of the movie there.
Yeah, he should be the new M in the next James Bond. And I think there should be a new recruit, James Bond.
Daniel Craig has two more films.
Oh, so Daniel Craig, he could, in his last film, he could, like, help a rookie 00.
I really would like to see.
Like a teamwork thing, like how the beginning of this movie started. That'd be pretty cool.
Or he has a son.
Which
considering all the sex James Bond has, I'm surprised he doesn't have a son.
Yeah, but they're all married, so they can't have babies.
which supports the theory that the James Bond name is just a code name.
That's not his real name, you fool.
No, in this reboot, it is his actual name.
Yeah.
Is it?
Didn't you see the graves?
You didn't pay attention at all during...
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Were you just looking at your friends every time a hot girl came on screen?
No, those graves, there's a cover-up.
That grave was a cover-up.
I'm going to name my property Skyfall. Like, that's going to be the name of my estate, Skyfall.
I like that estate name.
Can you do that?
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I didn't know you could actually say, yeah, my estate is Skyfall.
But well, you can name your estate whatever you want. There's no copyright on an estate.
People turn their apartments into the Enterprise Bridge all the time.
There's no such... Copyright doesn't go into private matters. Like, if you're doing something privately, there's no such thing as copyright. You can't sell something else. That's different.
Well, that is something that...
I just want a secret tunnel that leads to a church.
you never know when that will be useful.
In my case, a synagogue.
A synagogue?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, my God.
Jewish place.
Daniel, Chris is a Catholic, right? You're Catholic? Chris?
Yes, I'm a Catholic. A Roman Catholic.
He's a Roman Catholic. Would this offend you? I believe that God has a plan for all of us, Chris. I believe that plan involves me getting my own planet.
It doesn't really offend me. It just makes me think you're stupid.
And
stupid. You stupid. Oh, you stupid.
And that God lives on a planet called Kolob, and Jesus has his own planet as well.
Are you a Scientologist?
No.
You sound like you're a Scientologist.
No, that's from the Book of Mormon. That's what Mormons believe. You can cut all this.
Crazy.
You can cut all this out of the...
The president of what kind of world do you live in?
It's okay.
Well, see, reading that Mormon stuff is making you sick, so I would stop.
Hey. There's this meme on Tumblr. It says it's a picture of Ann Romney in the kitchen, and it's like, "Don't worry, honey, you're still the president of this house." And the bottom list says, "Shut the fuck up, Ann." It's a picture of Mitt looking angry.
Because Romney doesn't give a shit about women. I get it. But yeah, any last thoughts on Skyfall?
Wait.
Because
we didn't discuss the villain.
The villain that. Jesus Christ.
Well, it's obvious that Silva was gay.
Well, nah. Flamboyant.
Oh, I think he was just crazy.
It's either that
he was
gay,
bisexual.
It's either that he was gay or he was just playing that part to try to, you know, put Bond on edge, sort of.
It all really depends.
I mean, that whole scene there where he's like, "Yeah, Mr. Bond, we can eat each other," that the entire theater broke out into uncomfortable laughter.
It was hilarious. And then he was, like, touching him and stuff.
He's like, "Oh, Mr. Bond." He's like, "Who says this is my first time?" He's like, "Oh, Mr. Bond, I didn't know you rolled that way."
Oh, yeah, no. It was hilarious. He was like, "We can do all sorts of things. And don't be nervous if it's your first time."
Okay, guys, so
who's to say it's my first time? And he goes, oh, Mr. Bonds.
Mommy was very, very bad.
All right, so last words, because I got to go. So, last thoughts on Skyfall?
It's a good movie. I think you should see it if you got $10, because yeah. It's definitely worth $10 to see on the big screen.
It's the best Bond movie that isn't really a Bond movie. But then again, all of Daniel Craig's aren't really Bond movies to begin with.
They're James Bond next level.
Or technically downgrade. Caleb, you?
But real quick, out of this one, it still doesn't beat the first chase scene in Casino Royale. That guy was a monkey and it was ridiculous.
That guy was a monkey.
That black man, oh my god, he was crazy. He was hopping, jumping around like a monkey.
All right, well, that's it for this Saturday morning reject. I'll see you later.
Hey, wait.
What?
My last words are Skyfall was pretty good. It completely cleansed my palate of the mess that was Quantum of Solace. And Javier Bardem turned in a brilliant performance as the villain, Silva. I forget his first name. But you definitely check it out.
All right. So, yeah. That's it for tonight. And good night, guys.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.